All right, Wildlings, you wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest podcast in Louisville, Kentucky, the Sean versus Wild podcast. Of course, I'm your host, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. Thank you so much for joining me again on this Tuesday morning. Hopefully, your week so far, awesome. Your last week, also awesome. Your Valentine's Day, kick ass. I know mine was awesome. I will tell you that. I got myself the gift that keeps on giving. And I think, listeners, you know what I'm talking about. That's right. I ordered a lot of 50 Goosebump books from eBay. The ultimate Valentine's Day gift. And I should be receiving it at some point today. Very stoked on this. So stoked. I think my mic clipped a little bit when I was talking about how very stoked I was. But yeah, hopefully your Valentine's Day was good. And I was very happy with how my V-Day episode turned out last week, if I may toot my own horn. I actually listened to it a couple times, and I don't really go back and listen to too much of my recent episodes. A lot of times I'll go and listen to some of the first ones and kind of do a little research, see where I can improve or that sort of thing. But I listened to that one twice. Cool brag. Loved it. And if you haven't checked it out, go ahead. That's the magic of podcasts. You can keep Valentine's Day in your heart 365 days a year. Just because Valentine's Day is over doesn't mean you can't listen to it. So make sure you go and check that out. And make sure you check out this week's episode, because we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, video games. Anybody that knows me knows I love my video games, especially my classic video games. I have quite a Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega collection in my arsenal. But yeah, we're talking video games today with my good friend, Marisa Lawrence. Now, Marisa Lawrence is an affiliate, Twitch affiliate, and we're going to be talking about her Twitch channel and all the craziness that goes on there. And we're talking video games. We're talking a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, Marisa really opened my eyes to the possibilities with Twitch and streaming and stuff like that, because, you know, where I thought it was almost all video games, you know, there's people drawing, there's people doing a bunch of stuff. So maybe the podcast, that's the direction for the podcast, to have a Sean versus Wild Twitch channel where I can sit around and, I don't know, complain in real time. but who knows, man? That would be just one of many awesome announcements that I have coming up. A lot of these awesome announcements I'm going to be saving for next week. You actually may notice right off the bat next week some changes to the format of the show, and it's all due to some special little things that I've got coming up. Also, I have some great guests next week. Very hot band. A little band called Grey Haven. Everybody knows about the success Grey Haven's been having and what the future has in store for them. But we're going to elaborate all on it. I had the dudes on the show, and we're going to be talking about all of that next week. So keep an eye out for some and your ears open for some new changes. Exciting things are happening for the Sean versus Wild podcast. So I know you guys will tune in next week. You're loyal. And speaking of loyalty, okay, I got to talk about my loyal sponsors at audiophileinc.com. I'm talking about Shane. Shane's going to give you the best deal in town, no matter what town you live in. He will ship to all 50 nifty United States, and Audiophile Inc. will get you taken care of for any of your screen printing needs. So, you know, t-shirts, sweatshirts, track shorts, any kind of article of clothing for the fickle Ohio Valley weather. You want your stuff screen printed on it? Shane's got you covered. All you got to do, audiophileinc.com, audiophileinc.com, AudioPhileinc.com. Ask for Shane. Tell him the Wild Man sent you. Make it happen. Also, my loyal sponsors at Audible. Now, you guys know Audible. It's an Amazon company. I'm crazy about books. I love to read, and sometimes I don't have time to sit down and stare at a book, so I'm going to be listening to it. And with Audible, you can do that. They have over 180,000 books for you to choose from, and because you're a listener of Sean versus Wild, they're going to set you up with a free 30-day trial. Now, how do you get a free 30-day trial, do you ask? Simple. You're going to go to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild. audibletrial.com/SEANVS WILD, and choose from over 180,000 audiobooks. Get yours. Give it a listen. If you don't like it, you can return it and get yourself another book. And keep your Audible subscription as long as you like. You can cancel at any time. And if you do cancel, you still get to keep the book. How tight is that? And every time you guys sign up, I get a little bit of money sent to me from Amazon to my PayPal account. And that helps keep the lights on here at the Smithsonian. You guys knew that already. But big thanks to everyone for tuning in. Big thanks to Joe Brock, that dirty dial booper. He will be working on the show this week, every week. He's always booping the dials, making the moves, making me sound like $100. And speaking of $100, he sold me some great new microphones for $100 that I actually recorded this intro on. So if you think the intro sounds even better than usual, it's because I got some brand new mics up in this piece. So yeah, guys, I've talked your ears off. Be prepared for an awesome, hilarious episode with Marisa Sucks today on the Sean versus Wild podcast. Tune in, power up your NES, pop in Mega Man 3, and prepare to get wild. Yeah, so we're chilling here watching Lucifer Rising here on the YouTube. Sounds off. Can't hear it, but we're checking it out. What do you think about all the molten lava?
I'm into it. It looks real hot.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more witchy and satanic in 2018. That was my New Year's resolution. Some people want to quit smoking and lose weight. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start lighting more candles and being real into Satan.
Yeah, I think that's a really good goal to have. Because, I mean, look how far everything else has gotten you.
Yeah,
why not?
True.
Why not, you know, just praise our Dark Lord?
Let's just change it up a little bit.
Get a little spicy.
Next thing you know, this podcast is going to be the number one podcast in the world. And you'll know why, listeners.
You'll know why. And if you've seen Jennifer's body, then you know where this is going.
I haven't seen Jennifer's body. Tell me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, spoiler alert. Guys, if you have not seen Jennifer's body yet, turn the podcast off right now.
Turn it off, then come back after you've seen it.
Yeah, just...
It's a great movie.
Go see the movie, and then pause it here at 1 minute, and now you're back from seeing the movie.
Okay.
Now, you tell me what it is, because I'm not going to go see it.
So the plot of Jennifer's body is an emo band wants to become famous, so they find a virgin to sacrifice. That virgin is Megan Fox, who is, in fact, not a virgin, so she becomes a demon.
You know, I don't want to stereotype anybody, okay? I don't want to judge anybody by their look, but...
She's well-developed. For a high schooler movie.
I'm just saying, Megan Fox by that time is already getting some work done on her face and all that sort of thing. That would not be the first pick for Virgin to sacrifice.
And they were doing, when they find her, they're at this show in a very crummy bar. There was tons of other definitely virgin girls there. But no, they go Megan Fox.
Why do they go to a bar? That seems like your first problem right there.
Well, they were a very, very not well-known emo band.
Oh, gotcha. So it's probably just a place that they play.
They're just on tour. You know what that's like, Sean, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mostly all the sacrifices that you have to make on tour. Yeah. So, guys, when you're listening, when people are talking about, you know, the sacrifices you have to make being a touring musician, they're talking about actual blood sacrifices that you have to make. Illuminati to make it big, obviously.
Now we know.
Now we know. And knowing's half the battle. Guys... This is what you need to know. You need to know that we're going to have a great podcast today with a good friend of mine, Marisa Lawrence. I didn't get the name right the first try, so this is actually take two on that
you
intro.
You did it, though. You nailed it.
I nailed it. Hammered him. And you might know Marisa Lawrence as Marisa Sucks on Twitch.
On the internet.
On the internet. And you were telling me that people ask you a lot, oh, you're from Louisville. Your last name is Lawrence. You must be related to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, and it's absolutely true. 100%.
But you did have to... Why don't you tell the listeners what you told me?
So the Jennifer Lawrence I'm not related to, but my older sister's name is Jennifer Lawrence.
Nailed it.
I do get to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, absolutely. I've heard of her as my sister. So.
Oh, actually, NBD. I went to Zanzibar not too long ago, and the doorman is... Neighbors with Jennifer Lawrence's brother, and he saw my name, and he was like, oh, I'm Neighbors. I live next door to your brother, and none of my brothers live here. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, he thinks.
What's great, though, is like Lawrence is a super common last name.
It is, but it isn't.
Well, I mean, do people come up to me and be like, hey, dude, you related to Tracy Lawrence, the country music singer?
Well, no. Isn't her spelled with a U? Is it spelled the same? Because it can be spelled with a U.
Jennifer Lawrence is spelled with a W.
Jennifer Lawrence is, yes.
And Tracy Lawrence is a guy, and his last name is spelled with a W also.
Oh, is it? I don't know anything about country, but
let me tell you, Tracy Lawrence had a great hit in the early 90s with a song called Alibis. And if you haven't heard it, guys, pause this podcast again. You're never going to get through the podcast. You're just going to be pausing it and checking
it
out.
All these facts.
Quality products. So Alibis by Tracy Lawrence. Check her out. Him out. Check the song out. The song's a her, he's a him, whatever. But yeah, and I wanted to have you on here because you're making big waves on the internet on this thing called Twitch. Now, I'm probably the last person to the Twitch party. I don't know much about it, so I'm going to need you to explain it to me and, you know, give the listeners a thing. What's Twitch all about?
Twitch has definitely expanded over the years. It used to be called Justin TV, and then Twitch started off as a little offshoot of that. Justin TV kind of fell off, and Twitch took off. So it started off just being about like video games, and for the longest time, up until I think the past like year or two, it's just been people playing video games for other people to watch on the internet.
Right.
And recently they started like an IRL section where, you know, creative people, there's people on there that are just, you know, digitally drawing. There's people playing music, different stuff like that. So it's not just playing video games anymore, but that's what I use it for.
So I should get on here and have a Twitch account for my podcast.
You absolutely can. My friends who do the horror movie podcast have a Twitch account for theirs where they... they play horror video games.
Yeah.
And then they also have like little review episodes. Like, obviously, you can't stream the movie because it's copyrighted content, but they have you just sit and talk about it or whatever.
Sure.
Well, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like a visual podcast type thing.
So, that's kind of the gist of it. There's different kind of like tiers of what you are doing there. Like, I just reached affiliate, so you reach all of these benchmarks, and then you can get a subscription button for your channel.
Nice.
So people can subscribe, and for, you know, X amount of whatever per month, they can donate to your channel, so you can kind of help maintain it and do all of these things. So it's kind of really cool. You can get up to a point where you're actually partnered with Twitch, and you get like all of these like really cool benefits and yada yada. But
sure. What does affiliate mean? Like, what would affiliate be? Like, what are you getting? What are you racking up here on Twitch?
Well, since I just hit that a couple days ago, I have no idea. I haven't had a payout yet. But, a lot of people can make a substantial amount of money. It's a lot of networking and sure. kind of being entertaining more than anything else. So, like, finding your angle and what you do. So, obviously, I'm very mediocre at video games. Nobody's going to watch me because I'm really, really good at video games. And I understand that, and that's totally fine. So selling myself as being like entertaining and, you know, laughing at my own desk and how mediocre I am is what people come and hang out for. So
sure.
We kind of have, I have a kind of co-host when I stream. And so we've been streaming together, and we have a little collective of followers and viewers, and they'll, you know, comment and keep everything lively. And we have goofy, like catchphrases almost that, you know, we'll repeat.
Hit me with some of your best catchphrases.
Well, I personally, I don't have very many. We do have, I kind of have one. They refer to my stream as the Kink Shack because on Wednesdays, hump days, it started off as a joke like a couple of weeks ago. We discuss kinks. And somebody who just like dropped by was like, hey, here's this BDSM test for everyone to take. And we were just like, I guess this is our gimmick. So that's kind of been something that's accidentally happened.
So now you're
but
you are the proprietor of a kink shack.
Apparently.
On Wednesdays.
Only on Wednesdays. But no, we've been playing.
Do you play like kinky games like Bubble Bath Babes?
No, we're not allowed to on Twitch. But we've
you can
been playing
play that one. It's from NES. It's very 8-bit.
They have a list of like banned games. That you're just like not allowed. Almost, you know, they're obviously all like hentai games. But we mostly play the Final Fantasy MMORPG right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my co-host plays a white mage. So I dubbed him the title number one white mage boy. Mm-hmm. So that's something that gets chanted quite a bit. And when he hit affiliate, you can make your own emotes for the channel. And so he didn't know how to do it. So I took it upon myself to make them. And I made him one that said number one white mage boy. And that one got approved yesterday. So we've just been spamming it in chat and it looks obnoxious. But yeah, just give you stuff like that. It's really, really fun. The sense of community is probably the best part about it. Because you're just playing a video game, even if it's a video game you don't play yourself or know much about. It's still really fun.
What's your favorite video game to play?
Ooh. That's a tough question because, I mean, as far as just like to sit down and play it for a duration of time, Overwatch for sure. Something that I want to sit down and play for maybe a couple of hours would probably be Final Fantasy, the MMO that I've been playing, just because there's always something to do in those.
Sure. I gotta be honest with you, I am literally the world's shittiest video game player for the most part. I would say 95% of the time I'm terrible at it. Now, put me in front of Tony Hawk, put me in front of Rock Band, or put me in front of Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate, and I can really shine there. But other than that, you know, all the rest of the games out there, besides those three that have been made, I'm terrible at them. So for anybody that goes out there and plays, I'm stoked about it. Because I actually am terrible at it, so I enjoy watching other people play games.
Yeah, it's super fun. Like, I always thought that aspect was kind of strange until I started doing it. And then I was like, oh, man. And I started really getting into esports. And actually, tomorrow kicks off I think it's January and then May, I think, is the other one. It's like May or June. They do speed running. It's
sure.
24/7 for a whole week. And there's just these people that have like just practice running these games as fast as possible. So tomorrow starts off Awesome Games Done Quick. And there's just so many, many, many games that they play. And some of them are really difficult and really modern. So it's not just, you know, Mega Man 2 that they're right. speed running and, you know, destroying this game. But one that I'm super stoked about is somebody is doing an all monsters run of Bloodborne, which only came out in like 2014. It's in the Dark Souls kind of.
I've heard Dark Souls is insanely hard.
Yes, they're all
it's known for its difficulty.
That's exactly what it's known for. So that's why I'm super stoked to see, because Bloodborne is considered like probably like one of the second hardest. So to see somebody just run through that as fast as possible and kill every single monster in the game, because they actually found two monsters that have been hidden in the game's code last year. So to see that will be pretty cool. And I anyone who spends that much time to like know how to run a game that fast is just like, whoa.
Hey, you got to come over here and see the Donkey Kong kill screen.
Oh, I know, right?
Have you seen King of Kong? The documentary?
I have not.
Well,
but
do yourself a favor, as a video gamer, you're gonna want to check this out.
I've heard about it, and it's like the Donkey Kong franchise. I mean, is like one of my favorite. That was like the only game that I had on Super Nintendo, and I personally feel like those games have the best soundtrack because I mean, water level. Pff,
yeah,
put me
water
to sleep.
Level's great.
It's so good.
All right, the whole podcast is not gonna be the scatting Donkey Kong Country theme, but It could be.
It could.
You know?
That could be
it. This podcast is taking a hard left here, guys. So if you don't want to hear me scat Donkey Kong, go ahead and pause it now and then pick back up. No, I love Donkey Kong Country. Now those are some games that I can play. You know, I guess as far as new games and stuff, I stick to my one player games that I don't play anything competitively. So, you know, Uncharted, I'm like super into like the Uncharted games for
Uncharted
PS4.
Uncharted games are really good. Have you played the new one?
I have not. I have Lost Legacy. I just bought it. I haven't played it yet.
It's really good. So. They did a really good job having female leads in that aren't, you know, horribly written.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
good.
Well,
speaking of female leads here, I'm going to ask you this question. And, you know, I know on the internet, people are going to scrutinize everything one person says or does. So I don't really know how to word this the appropriate way. But I have to say this, that it's obviously probably going to be, it's got to be some, it's challenging for you being a female gamer in the world of video games and having this Twitch channel. Have you come across any kind of challenges or hurdles or just people being dipshits?
Absolutely. Actually, the reason that my name on Twitch is Marisa Sucks is to kind of head off any internet trolls, because that was my PlayStation gamer tag that I made.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nobody can tell me that I suck at a game if my gamer tag already tells you that I suck. Then
right.
Everyone's just going to know that you're really bad at making fun of people. So I haven't actually had too much issue with it. There's been a couple of times, like I mentioned, I played Overwatch that kind of has a notorious, like, toxic player base. But, for the most part, everyone's been like super nice when I play those games. There was like one time this dude, I'm really used to using, a mic when I play. So, you know, people, if they didn't know from my gamer tag, know when I talk that I'm a girl. So there was like one guy just freaking out in chat. It was like, oh my God, it's a girl. Oh my God. Like, can you say something? And I'm like, no, I'm going to turn this off now.
Can you say something?
Yeah. Like, they just want you to like,
well, certainly
talk.
You've heard a female speak before,
and
haven't
it's
you?
It's like, do you have like a mom or a teacher or anything? Like, it's really bizarre, that kind of stuff. But, you know, other people have been pretty good about like, hey, like leave them alone and stuff like that. As far as like Twitch, the only harassment that I've had so far, someone, popped in my chat, said, the wage gap's a myth. And then never said anything else.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Like, yeah. they were going to like entice a riot.
I'm gonna troll you and then I'm gonna get the heck right out of here.
Yeah, I was just like, I read it and I was like, do you want to talk about this right now? Because I mean, I've got some tabs open, some saved ones of you know, we can go about it if you need me to. But he didn't say anything.
I mean, we can go toe to toe on this if you want to, but apparently you just wanna
wanted to say it.
Yeah. Wage gap myth. I'm out of here. Peace.
Bye.
If you need me, I wouldn't be playing Halo 4. Peace, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. I know a lot of other girls have it a lot worse than I do, and I don't know if it's just because of attitude or what games are played. There's a lot of different factors. I'm pretty active on the Girl Gamer subreddit. So I kind of see, you know, a lot of people post about negative experiences in there and stuff like that, and try to see like what we can do to make the experience better.
Sure.
So a lot of girls use voice changers for online gaming.
This is like Scream.
Yeah, to make them sound like men. And I'm just like, I mean, if that's what, you know, you do you, but I'm just like, I can't.
I won't be that person like on Unsolved Mysteries that has like the changed voice and they've blackened out the picture, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's like a shadow over your face. And
it's just like, this is me playing video games.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just like that. I don't care that much to like install something on my
the
computer.
The soundtrack to Donkey Kong Country. It's fantastic. That kind of sounds like Sam Elliott.
A little.
Yeah. The soundtrack's fantastic. Yeah, that would be a perfect voice changer. If I could get a voice changer that made me sound like Sam Elliott, I'd probably do it.
Right? Like, if I could get one that made me sound like celebrities, right, absolutely. Like, sign me up. But if it was just one that was, like, generic man, I was like, no, I need something with a little bit more personality.
Yeah.
Like, can't do that.
Tantalizing chunks of real beef. You know? That's a, yeah, get the Sam Elliott one.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody's going to get one, the Sam Elliott one's pretty good. Matthew McConaughey's good, too. I can't do a Matthew McConaughey impression, but that one's a pretty,
Yeah, I feel that could be.
We get Christopher Lee, you know.
That could be a whole market, you know. We've tapped into something. We could do a service for all of those female gamers out there that just want a male voice, but just the Sam Elliott, Sam Elliott package. Because if somebody was harassing you and then heard that voice through comms, like no way, I'd be like, ugh,
yeah, every man would just, you know, tip his hat if they heard that voice. So you wouldn't even be mad if you got killed.
Yeah, you'd just be like, oh, sounded a lot like Sam Elliott. I guess he plays video games.
Sorry, you've been terminated. And then you're like, oh, shit, well, I mean, I deserved it. This is what I've been...
Touche!
All right, guys, the Sam Elliott soundboard, it's coming your way.
Coming your
ladies,
way. Fall 2018,
see,
expect it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. This is how we just got real satanic here, and now our 2018 is just getting...
It's just skyrocketing.
It's just building up and up. Well, let me ask you, how did you get into just... Twitch in general? Like, what made you decide to do it one day?
Well, I have some friends that are actually had streamed for a long time, and when I moved back to Kentucky from living in Indianapolis, I didn't have like too many people that I was just like, oh, let's hang out. So I just like hung out with this group of people, and they're all just huge nerds.
Should have called me, bro. We could have went to Don Pablo's.
We could have gone, but is there a Don Pablo's?
No, they closed
there?
The one that was in Clarksville.
Oh, goddamn. Because those bucket of margaritas, and it was only like $10 or some fucking crazy shit. I used to go there all the time, get trashed.
Well, the last time, not the last time we hung out, but two times ago, and I don't mean to interrupt the story, so just,
oh, no,
we won't forget that the story was,
but this
how
was
did you get
up.
Into it? But yeah, because it's brought up, maybe the last few times or whatever I had seen you, I went to the Indy 500 and then randomly texted you because you were living in Indianapolis. And I was like, well, I'm on my way back home from the Indy 500. Do you want to get food? And I picked you up and we went to Don Pablo's and I was like completely beet red sunburnt. And the food was, how can you say subpar?
Yeah.
But, you know, the margaritas were a value. So...
And that's what you really go for.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the value margaritas so that you get trashed enough that you don't really care that their food doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
But...
And I remember you had a big Lydia Dietz hat.
Oh, yeah. That was... Oh, man. I have an even bigger Lydia Dietz hat nowadays, but the wind blows it off, so I don't wear it anymore.
What you need is like a Raiden chin strap.
I've thought about it. Like, one day I wore it and I was like, I had like a ribbon on my shirt and I was like, I should just tie it down.
We'll hot glue it here and here and we'll tie it there.
And then cinch.
Perfect.
But yeah, no.
So anyway, that was our Don Pablo story, guys. There's a reason why Don Pablo's is out of business. And if it's still in business, we're sorry. But it's not.
No,
so don't worry about it.
That's fine.
But now you're moved back from Don Pablo country.
From Indianapolis. From Indianapolis.
And you're back in Louisville. You're back in Kentucky.
Yeah. And so a group of friends, they were all just really, really into video games. So it's just like, I was like kind of into it. I was too poor to like grow up with video games. Like I had a Game Boy and would play Pokemon up to a certain point. And then that certain point comes and your mom's just like, look, you're 15 and you're playing video games and watching cartoons. Fucking stop.
Yeah, get a job.
Get. And you're just like, fine, I guess I won't be myself for a while. And no, but finding a group of friends that you can kind of embrace your interests was really nice. So they encouraged me to kind of get into video games, and then I eventually built a computer and finished that in July, and just started streaming as something fun to do that can potentially generate, you know, some sort of income. It's not guaranteed, but you know, that's always a possibility. But it's really just fun,
right?
So
it's kind of like how this podcast is. I mean, it's not a guaranteed source of regular income. Now, I have made some money off of it, whether it's merchandising or through my affiliate programs, you know, Audible. Guys, if you need an audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/Sean versus Wild and pick you up one. But, you know, it's mostly fun. And it's mostly what I like so much is, you know, you just get to interact. Like you were saying, the community is so strong. Mm-hmm. Is that LaCroix hitting you?
Big time? It's like super bubbly. And I was like, it's coming out of my nose.
Yeah. That's, it's been affecting me also. So don't feel bad. LaCroix's gotcha. Yeah, but the community, and just for me, like I get to sit down and have face to face. Most of the time, face-to-face interviews, or at least, you know, talk to people on the phone and just have conversations. And it's nice.
Yeah, and it's super fun. The community part is definitely something that kind of took me by surprise, because I went into it not really expecting for anyone to have any sort of, I guess, response where they want to come back like every time that I'm streaming or it's a big deal. But I mean, now I'm at a point where, you know, I have a handful of people that, you know, follow me on Twitter and Instagram and all of these outlets, like, and respond when I'm like, hey, like, had a great stream last night, like, thanks for hanging out. And they're like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, and you know, stuff like that, where it's not just they're active in chat, it's other forms of social media as well. And then, you know, they're starting to become more of friends than viewers, and
right,
that stuff's really cool.
Especially too, you know, with comic conventions and different conventions and stuff that are I would just say comic conventions, but just different conventions and stuff that are around, that's a nice place where you can just get people to meet up, fly in, get all your group together and hang out.
Yeah, and they actually have, you know, a whole facet of conventions just for video games. Twitch has its own convention every October and stuff like that. So it's really cool that, you know, there are so many opportunities where it's like you can't actually, like, meet each other and hang out and all of this stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it's not one of those. Hopefully your listeners out there aren't just going to be like, oh, Marisa sucks. She sucks in real life and at games.
Yeah, that was the one thing I was just like, oh, this does have a connotation to it, but we'll deal with that when that day comes.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when it gets there.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
So yeah, with the Twitch affiliate program, does it give you the potential, open up potential for more money, or is it more like a because when you were explaining it, it kind of sounded like a Patreon, almost like a Patreon type service as well.
Yeah.
Where people can say, hey, I like this, I want to support it by giving X amount of dollars per month or episode or what have you.
Yeah, it is a little bit more like Patreon. It is a little bit more of a guaranteed income, because everybody can do donations. So that you can do that at any level. But with the affiliate, you can, you know, actually subscribe, or they also have something called bits now, where you can donate bits, which it's really just pennies.
Right.
So, you know, if you don't have enough to you know, donate, you know, around about like $5, you can donate, you know, like 300 bits. And
yeah,
that sounds way more impressive than...
Yeah, and people are probably like, dude, this is like Bitcoin, brother.
Yeah, yeah. We'll farm it. But yeah, there's a lot of options like that. It's a little bit, you know, you have to fill out like tax forms and stuff like that. So
yeah, and that's a headache. I've filled them out too, I hate them.
Those W-9s?
Yeah, fill out your W-9. Oh, great.
But yeah, Twitch is actually partnered with Amazon. That started, I think, over a year ago. So they use all of Amazon's like tax information stuff. So it wasn't as big of a pain as, some of, other tax form things that I've had to do.
Well, Audible, same way. Audible's an Amazon group now, Amazon company now. So, it was pretty simple. But back when I was playing music and stuff, sometimes you have to like, hey, we need you to fill out a W-9 so you can play here at this venue and get you'll get like your tax return back at the end of the year from like some certain venues and stuff. I'm like, this is bogus.
Yeah, that sounds
terrible.
You just
wasted paper and you wasted my time and you've ruined my tax season.
Right?
I was going to have a great tax season until
this
happened. You know what I'm saying? Roxy in Los Angeles ruined it for me. But yeah. Anyway, so... you were saying like some of your favorite games. You grew up with like a Game Boy and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite games just growing up besides the DKC?
Well, obviously Pokemon was the huge influence when I got that first game when I was like in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And, played the first couple of, runs of that was super fun. Dabbled. Oh, another one that was like me and my brother's game was, Diddy Kong Racing on Nintendo 64. That was, we would settle arguments with that. We would start arguments with that. Like that was how it was. And, we didn't have too many games. Mortal Kombat 3, we had that as well. That one was pretty dope. I think 2 is the one with all the cheat codes. We always wanted that one, but could never able to get that. Those were like the main video games that we grew up with. The Disney ones, we had a couple, but they were so hard. Like, right. we had the Lion King one for Sega, and we were just like, what is this? Like, how do you beat this?
I'm not going to lie. Okay. Now, this is something that I've realized, because I was telling you, I'm not good at any game, but whenever I was a kid, my sister and I would rent video games from, like, Roadrunner Video before there was a Blockbuster here in Indiana. We had Roadrunner Video. And we rented The Lion King several weekends. And we beat it several times. And now it's like, that game was really hard. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I knew which monkeys to roar at.
Well, the level that was the hardest was the second one where...
Stampede level?
No.
The Wildebeest Stampede?
No. I think that one is after it. But the second level is where you're jumping on the giraffe heads.
Yes.
To I Can't Wait to Be King.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to roar at the certain monkeys that... throw you in different directions.
Yeah, I think so. It was like further in the level, but it was like the timing of like how long you could like be on that last giraffe head before you could like jump or like slide off or something like that. Like we just could not get it like for the life of us. Man. We're just like, whew.
I've heard people. It's got a reputation now as being super hard.
Yeah,
it's not the hardest game. I had a regular Nintendo. So, I mean, I grew up with not having a lot of games either, and that maybe that's why I'm not good at them, because I'm good at, like, 4 games, because those are, like, all that I owned, and then I didn't play the other ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, certain games when I was a kid, like, I had a game called Fester's Quest for NES, and it was ridiculously hard, and I've gotten to, like, maybe level... Well, like, I don't even know if there's another level, okay? But the main level, I've been into, like... 1 or 2 buildings, and then my whole life. Or I had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I've made it. I can get past the level with the dam and the water and stuff, the swimming mm-hmm. level that a lot of people have beef with. I could get past that. The level after it, never been past in my entire life. I'm 31 years old. I played that game 10,000 times. Never gotten past level 3 of Ninja Turtles.
There's a couple of YouTubers. That I'll watch them and do reviews of like the older games, like this, especially the Super Nintendo games, because that's when like the graphics were a little bit better, but they were still just as difficult as, you know, the Nintendo games. And they're just like, yep, this level's bullshit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, even as an adult, even like someone who, like people who've grown up with games, understand these mechanics, they still just like can't do it. And it's just like, these games were designed for children.
Yeah, for children to fail. To fail. Learn. Yeah, maybe this was just a teaching tool. Like, look, guys, disappointment's going to be a big part of your life. Okay,
and so here's a video game. We're going to slap your favorite characters on it so that the lesson, you know, sinks real deep with you.
Yeah, and that way the failure is that you'll take it that much harder.
Yeah, it's going to be
personal. Maybe that's why so many people online now are like, ugh, I hate my life. Yeah, it's the video games, bro. It's
the video games.
This is why people are depressed and bipolar and all that sort of thing right now. The mental illness epidemic, it's all because of the Lion King.
It's all because we Sega Genesis. couldn't beat the Lion King on Sega Genesis. Don't even get me started on Aladdin.
Oh yeah, I know. Oof. Sega was my jam. See, Sega
was a good console.
I got a Super Nintendo late in life, like after the 64 was out, everything. Mm. And I got a 64 when I was like in high school. So when it was well past its prime. Now, I did have a PlayStation. I was a PlayStation kid, but I got 64 pretty late. So I'm kind of behind on all that sort of thing. But I still am into PlayStation. I don't keep up too currently, but like I was saying, I played Uncharted. So I have a PS4 and I had a PS3. PS3 is like maybe my favorite console
of the new ones, because the one player games I can fail in private, in my own, the privacy of my own home.
I mean, PS4 has a lot of really great single player titles. This was the year of single player games. I mean, you had Nier Automata, Hellblade, Horizon Zero Dawn. All of those three games were really, really good. Nier Automata, I can't recommend enough, because that was beautiful. That was by the same makers of Bayonetta. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that game, but oh my god, that is an anime game. But that game probably brought them, because they were close to bankruptcy, and now they're bringing Bayonetta to the Switch, and they're also making a Bayonetta 3, which they have put off for several years. Which the Switch is a pretty cool console. I personally don't own one. I've played it a couple of times, but I'm like, wish it was a little bit cheaper so I could buy. But yeah, there's some cool little games on that.
You know, I have a friend, Kevin Fletcher, if you're listening, which you should be, and if not, well, that rude. Sucks. Yeah, rude.
Rude.
But he loves Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's the big one, you know.
Yeah, that was like their main title that they launched with, and like not a lot of people. I know I was very skeptical on the Switch because it was like they only had like a very small selection of games that they were like, this is what we have.
Mario Odyssey and this Bomberman game and Zelda.
And then, well, and they also had The Binding of Isaac, which is a really fucked up game if you've never played that. Oh, you're just this little naked baby whose mom like threw him in the closet because she loves Jesus. And you have to fight all of these mutants to get your way out.
Sounds fantastic.
It's great. It's very crudely animated, but there's this terrifying stop motion claymation thing to open the game with. But yeah, it's pretty fucked up. But now, yeah, left and right, it's pretty much like a couple of titles a month, it seems like, are coming out for the Switch.
And I heard that there's so many titles in there, like electronic catalog too, so they have like so many games to download, which the idea of the Switch, it is kind of pricey, I feel like, because to me, like, Nintendo's basically focused on like family fun and fun, I think, like, it's focused on fun and not so much like having the latest, most cutting edge graphics and stuff like that, you know, like an Xbox or a PlayStation might.
Yeah, the graphics on the Switch are pretty comparable though. They brought a lot of titles over. The new Doom game that came out like last year or the year before, they brought that to Switch, which I was kind of surprised. There's a couple of other games that they've brought to Switch, and the comparisons like side by side from like a bigger console to the Switch, you don't really lose that much graphically.
Sure.
Which is kind of like, you did it, Nintendo.
Yeah. But I was just saying, like, I think, you know, the price wise, like, yeah, it would be nice, I guess, to see it come down a little bit. But I think the appeal of Switch is like, and I don't know what Nintendo's plans are, but I could see Nintendo basically doing away with like their DS line. And it's just like, hey, you've got a Switch that's now home and portable console.
Yeah. And that's kind of what it seems like. That's their direction, because they're still coming out with like some titles on, you know, DS and whatnot, but it does, and you can kind of tell that it's going to be the end of DS when Nintendo's like, yeah, we're coming out with like an actual Pokemon game on Switch.
Yeah,
because that's their longest selling title like to date. It's made them so much money. So it's like, if they're like, yeah, we're not really gonna do that on DS anymore, it's gonna be on Switch. So that's kind
so
of like
need
nail
to go ahead
in the
and
coffin.
Make the Switch. To our other product, that this one's going to be $300.
$300.
If you can find it.
It's
genius
have that.
Marketing. Nintendo, you've knocked it out of the park.
They really did. And to have it like so limited when they first released it was pretty kind of messed up, but really good business model.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you sell those people. Remember like last year, people were like going ham for the Nintendo Classics.
Oh, yeah, and they like did not make enough.
They didn't make enough. And then the Super Nintendo Classics, just the same.
They had a little bit more this year. Like, one of my friends was actually able to get one, like, by chance. And I was like, oh, you didn't have to wait out in front of a Best Buy for 3 days. That's cool.
Nailed it.
Like, got it.
That's awesome. But, yeah, it does, though. I do, like I say, I have a few friends that have Switch, and it does seem to be pretty awesome. And now that they're going to have a Pokemon game, I'm sure people are going to go crazy for it. I didn't get into Pokemon. I got to be honest with you, because you said that you like Pokemon, because we're about the same age. I think I might be a year or two older than you.
Yeah.
And whenever Pokemon came out, I was in like the seventh grade.
Yeah, and see, that's where I was in fifth grade. So I was just like that I felt was like the appropriate age, is like that and under,
right?
Because it was just like, if you were older, like already in middle school, and you were like getting into that, you were kind of like, what's wrong with you?
Well, I feel like, you know, I had some friends that were into Pokemon that were in my grade. Most everybody a year or two younger than me, super into Pokemon, super into like Dragon Ball Z, the anime kick. Cause we were talking before I pressed record on my Talk Boy tape recorder here. You know, that I don't know much at all about anime. And I think it's just a generation gap there, because I was just born like 1 year too early.
Cause it was kind of that same time period, when anime just started coming to America, and it was just like Kids WB, man. They had Dragon Ball Z, they had Pokemon, and I think they also played like Sailor Moon, and those kind of titles was just like, that's what I watched like when I got home from school. That's what I watched when you were waiting for the bus. Whereas, you know, you being a little bit older, it, you know, didn't really hit. See, I grew up on, like,
you know, Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
Superman, Justice League. They had a Spider-Man show. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? The animated, but also the game show.
Both of those were nice.
I had the Fox 41 Kids Club growing up. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I don't even think the WB was even a thing whenever I was a kid. I think it didn't become a thing till about the seventh grade when the Frog, you know, got
on there. Yeah, he had like his own little personality. He was like, oh, here's some cartoons for you guys.
Yeah, and I actually, spoiler alert, guys, I'm into some weird stuff. Speaking about Kink Wednesdays, but the WB and the CW, some of those programs, randomly I will find myself watching them, and I'll be like, this is stupid. And then I'll finish the episode and be like, well, I got to see what the next episode's like then.
Yeah.
That's how it was. Veronica Mars, I think, started it when I was in high school.
Oh, man. Veronica Mars. I remember, like, accidentally, like, just looking up, and that was on the TV, and you were just like,
she's a private investigator and a student? How's she going to juggle the responsibility and solve the case?
I need to understand her life.
You know? But yeah, Veronica Mars, Pretty Little Liars, the same thing. Everybody's like, you got to check out Pretty Little Liars. And when I say everybody, I mean every female person, like every friend that I have's wife would be like, hey, you got to check out Pretty Little Liars. I'm like, yeah, I'll totally watch this. Not. And then one day I watched the first episode, and 30 minutes in, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is garbage. And then, you know, 10 minutes later when the episode wrapped, I'm like, so that's how it ends? Well, I got to see what happens next. Why you got to leave me on a cliffhanger like that?
Right.
And so it goes. Pretty Little Liars. Never, the CW and the WB.
Never got into that. But they did have some shows that were definitely like roped you in. Like they knew how to make a cliffhanger episode.
I haven't seen Riverdale yet, but I'm sure that'll be a show like that for me where I'm like, this is dumb. And then,
yeah, because isn't it just like the Archie comic?
It's just Archie mixed with, I'm sure, Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, like I keep seeing like pictures, like stills from the actual show, like people will like retweet, and I'm like, is that,
dude, it's
that
a
guy wearing the Archie hat?
Yeah, like, it's a huge phenomenon. One of the kids from The Suite Life of Zack and Cody's playing Jughead, and he's got the Jughead hat on, I guess.
Wow.
Whatever. Wow. I don't know.
The one of the main kids or someone else?
They just got some kid that has like a 6-pack or maybe an 8-pack. I don't know. And they dyed his hair red, and he's Archie.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I remember the main kids from Suite Life and Zack and Cody. One of them got in trouble for some nudies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're asking the main kids. Yes, the main kids from the Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Either Zack or Cody. One of the twins.
One of them.
Or both of them. I don't know. They
they swap
once,
them out. You know they split a paycheck.
You know what I'm saying? Fool me once, Big Daddy. Fool me twice, shame on me. But one of them is definitely Jughead in the Riverdale.
Oh, okay. Good.
We're going to have to check it out. But see, sometimes, like something like that, I could probably get behind. But so many people are like, you got to check out Arrow. You got to check out Flash. And I'll watch it, and I was like, yeah, dude, Arrow. I love superheroes. And then when I'm like, Arrow doesn't need to have problems with girls. Arrow doesn't need to have, you know, oh, dude, but the prom's tomorrow type of, like, problems. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, yeah, those look kind of real bad. Like,
so I watched a few episodes. I passed on that. Yeah. I saved my teenage problems for, you know, 90210 and Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah. Rewatch some Degrassi. Something, yeah, absolutely. You know, something like that.
So, yeah. Well, what can people find you playing these days? Let's get back to the Twitch thing because, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about you playing video games. So you're playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
The MMORPG.
The MMORPG. The MMORPG. So, yeah, that's what I'm currently doing. Sometimes I'll play, like, some other games. But that's kind of been my main focus because, as I mentioned, my co-host, he's super, super into it.
What's your co-host name?
His real name or his Twitch name?
Whatever. We just give him a shout out on the show.
Oh, yeah. My dear sweet co-host, Colin, or you can find him on Twitch as Olive Croutons.
Whatever. Delicious.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Big shout out, but, Colin.
Yeah. But,
with
yeah,
one L or two?
Just one.
Yeah. I saw a Facebook post about the different spellings of Colin, and people are like, most people spell Colin with one L if it's a first name and two L's with us if it's a last name. It's not that hard. So I was like, now that I have read that post earlier today,
you got to specify.
It's relevant to our conversation.
And now we all know how to spell Colin.
Yes. So shout out Colin, yeah, AKA Colin. Olive Croutons.
Number one white mage boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's super into it. He's way better at the game than me. So yeah, I'm just you know, struggling along, having a great time playing that. Sometimes I'll switch over to once a month or whenever they have events.
Kink Wednesdays.
Well, aside from Kink Wednesdays, unless this is your specific kink, then whenever Overwatch is having an event, I do do a stream dressed up as D.Va because I also cosplay. So that's always fun.
Oh, you cosplay too?
I do.
I knew that. Yeah. I just wanted to act like super surprised as we segue into the next part of our conversation.
Oh boy.
So you do some cosplay, I hear.
I mean, I already look like an anime character, so why not, you know, go the extra mile and wear their actual outfits and wigs that look like their hair.
I've had a few cosplayers on the show here. You're the third in the Sean Burswell podcast. So big shout out to Mega Monster and Shayzilla, who have been on beforehand. If you haven't seen their work, check them out. But yeah, so what are some of your favorite cos to play? Costumes?
I really do like my D.Va costume. I really like cosplaying a character that I can connect with personality-wise and that I do look like. D.Va and Asuka from Neon Genesis, which is an older 90s anime we talked about earlier. Those are the two main characters that I have quite a few cosplays for. But I've also done a couple of other characters. I've done Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim. Trying to think. I've done Gogo Yubari. That's a fun costume.
That is a fun costume because, oddly enough, a couple years ago, ran into you on Halloween.
Yeah.
We're on Bardstown Road. Oddly enough, we went to a Quentin Tarantino. We had like a Quentin Tarantino costume party, a group of people, I guess. And you were randomly at the same place we were, dressed as Gogo Yubari. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, we were all just hanging out. I've worn that one a couple of times just when it's like, because it's a very easy costume. I don't have to put much effort into it. So I'm just like, oh, weird costume. It's like, I'm just going to dress up as Gogo and put blood on my face.
That's pretty much how I dressed as Butch from Pulp Fiction. All you had to do is be bald, check, have a bloody nose and a bloody white t-shirt, check and check.
Got it.
And a sword. Nailed it.
Yeah, those are the best ones. And you can just like hang out. Getting drunk in costume is like my favey fave. So, yeah, at cons, that's usually the first thing that I do is like, where's the beer truck?
Oh yes.
So, you know,
so you got Asuka and D.Va and Ramona Flowers.
Yeah. Ramona Flowers. I've also done, I haven't done this at a con, but, Setsuki from Kill la Kill, Actually, I don't have a lot because I do multiple costumes of a lot of the characters that I cosplay. But this coming year, I would like to do 2B from Nier Automata. Another skin of a D.Va with LED lights, because I've never made a cosplay with LEDs. And there was another one that I don't even know how to pronounce her name. It's this frog girl from My Hero Academia that everyone is like, this character reminds me of you. So
you remind me of this frog.
You remind me of this girl who acts a lot like a frog. So I'm like, okay, I should probably. And then I actually watch the anime and I'm like, I get it. So
you'll have to school me on all this anime. I'm glad that I have this recorded for posterity. So yeah, that way I can go back and be like, yes, the frog anime. Yeah. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, that one.
I remembered that from previous conversation.
Look at you go.
Nailed it.
But yeah, those, I am not as active cosplaying as I used to be because it does take a lot of time and money.
What goes into it? What goes into your cosplay?
I do a lot of, I mostly nowadays only have time to make my own props. So any type of, guns, armor, anything extra like that, shoes, that's really the only thing I have time for. So I sometimes have to either modify or just write out purchase, like the dresses and stuff like that, which kind of sucks, but, you know, cut corners. Everyone cosplays to the best of their ability, so there's not really a right or wrong way to do it. If somebody makes every inch of what they're wearing or buys every inch of what they're wearing, it doesn't matter. Sure. So shouldn't be rude about it. But yeah, that's basically, I mean, kind of the gist of it. So I use a lot of thermoplastics and things like that and just make stuff.
Yeah, don't be rude about it just because someone doesn't have the, you know, the most, I don't know, homemade Yaya Han cosplay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yaya Han, you hear that?
Oh, look, you're dropping names.
I'm dropping names because I know things about cosplay now. Thanks to my guests and thanks to you. And mm-hmm. I do like to go to Comic-Con. Which conventions will you be at this year? Or what do you got your eye on at least?
This year, I would like to go to Colossal Con. It's in Ohio. I go to Gen Con pretty much every year because I also play D&D and stuff like that.
Do you play D&D? Are you on a campaign right now?
I'm not. We've been doing one-off campaigns, and it's been kind of a while since we've done one with, like, holidays and work schedules and stuff like that. So it's kind of been a bummer because I really do enjoy it.
I'm playing right now, guys. I know you guys probably thought I was just this all American He-Man guy, but no, I do like to play.
Look at you, nerd.
I do like to play Dungeons and Dragons, and
it's so much fun.
Yeah, I'm like a level 9 monk.
Oh, of course, elf. You'll play a monk. I play a druid.
I didn't always play a monk. Okay, my previous campaign. So it's a 3-part thing. So okay. Story number 1 already done. Campaign done. I was a rogue tiefling, and then now I'm a monk elf, wood elf, and then who knows where I'm going to end up in the third one, but the events that happened in 1 and 2 will culminate in an exciting conclusion in part 3.
That's pretty cool. We've been being absolutely ridiculous with our characters and going pretty over the top, so our last campaign that I played, I played Jane, the druid elf, who was basically a burnout, went to a lot of EDM music festivals in the forest.
As you would.
And, yeah, you know.
Electric forest.
That was kind of her persona. And, you know, we do the voices and get, like, real animated. So everyone else was equally ridiculous.
Yeah, my character also had zero charisma. Like, it didn't. He was not a charismatic character, so I just made him not be able to speak common.
Oh, that works.
Even though technically all elves speak, you know, elvish and common. I was like, I just refuse to speak common for the first 6 months. Charisma. And then all of a sudden my character was just like, ha ha, surprise. And boy, does he have some smart elky things to say to the crew now that he spent 6 months in silence with them.
So, yeah. Just observing.
Yes, just observing. Just ammunition to, you know, be witty with later on. So you're going to Gen Con, Colossal Con.
Yeah, Gen Con, Colossal Con. I would like to go to PAX West, which is a video game convention in Seattle. And then TwitchCon, which is in Long Beach, towards middle of October. So not too many this year, but I only went to two last year and the year before. So trying to expand, you know, see some stuff.
Yeah. I went to Wizard World Comic Con in Indianapolis, and I met the Bella Twins from WWE.
Nice.
And if anybody knows me, knows I love wrestling.
Yeah, they have a lot of wrestlers at those. I went to C2E2 last year, and they had the luchadors from something wrestling stuff.
Maybe Sin Cara or, well, luchadors.
I don't know their names.
Well, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Luchadors are a whole continent of wrestling. Well, a whole country of wrestling.
Well, it wasn't like Mexican luchador. It was whatever.
Probably somebody from either Lucha Underground, or you probably got Sin Cara or Kalisto from WWE.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Don't worry.
Okay.
What you'll teach me all about anime, and I'll teach you all about WWE and other wrestling.
Yeah,
and,
I learned a little bit about it when I lived in Indianapolis. We would watch wrestling videos all the time. I'm like, okay, yeah. Sure.
Boy, Ultimate is this Warrior. Exciting.
Cool.
Hey, Ultimate Warrior, fellow Hoosier. Look at us. Just three Hoosiers
just
right
three
here.
Just three Hoosiers.
You,
hanging
me, and
out.
The spirit of Ultimate Warrior right here in the Smithsonian.
Just those great YouTube videos of him being coked out, yeah. Just sweating.
Yeah. Load the spaceship with the rocket fuel. Load it with the Warriors. Yeah. Anyway.
That's exactly it.
Yes. Hulk Hogan. Yeah. Ultimate Warrior. But yeah, so where can people find you on the internet?
You can definitely find me on Twitch. You can just search Marisa_sucks. And I stream pretty much...
And it looks a lot like Marissa, but it's Marisa.
It's Marisa.
M-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Yeah.
_sucks. S-U-X, right?
I'm so sorry. My mom's family's foreign. I wanted it pronounced
this
differently.
This is America where everybody's going to be a Marissa.
And then my mom was like, don't ever let anyone call you that. And I was like, all right.
That's true. Don't you ever. Yes.
But I stream pretty much every night around 8:30 until midnight or later. If they're my days off, I'll go a little bit longer or start a little bit earlier, which currently I'm off Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But that's usually what I'm doing every weekend. You can also follow me on Twitter. Same username. Instagram, if you want to be real weird about it, but if you want to talk about video games, you know, Twitter and Twitch are definitely where to find me.
Heck yeah. And then make sure you guys are, you know, interacting. Get on Twitch. I'm going to download Twitch as soon as this podcast is over, because I got to see what it's all about. And
yeah, you can see some great clips of me and my co-host just heckling each other.
I'd love to support you. I'd love to tune in on you know, see what you guys are up to. And then guys, if you already have Twitch, Marisa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A _sucks, S-U-X. Make sure you check out her content. And now that you are an affiliate.
Yeah, you can sub to me and support me heckling my co-host.
Throw a few bits her way, man. She's got to get to TwitchCon and GenCon.
Toss them at it.
You know what I'm saying? So be generous there. And guys, if you like the show, I know you like the show because we're already an hour in and you're still listening. So, but if you like my show, you can check it out at SeanVersusWild.com. And also you can hit me up on Facebook.com/SeanVersusWild and at Sean vs. Wild on Twitter and Instagram, Sean vs. Wild Podcast. But I have YouTube page and all that other sort of thing. So subscribe to that. And yeah, so same old every week. I say it all the time. So you guys know where to find me.
Support him. He does good work.
Oh, you do good work.
I try, man.
Now, let me ask you, as we're going to wrap it up, we're going to end on a super high note. And everybody's going to want to ask. This is the question everybody's going to want to know. Since you brought up Kink Wednesdays, what are the big kinks for Wednesday? Like, what are the big ones that you've come across or the ones you've discovered of yourself?
Well, when we all took our BDSM test, we kind of have just really two kinks in the group. So far, Rope Bunny and Switch. So,
are those the kinks or are those their nicknames?
Those are the kinks.
What does that mean?
So rope bunny is someone who likes to be tied up.
Okay, gotcha.
That kind of, you know, obvious, but it sounds adorable. And then a switch is somebody who likes to go between being dominant and submissive.
Oh.
So they're not solely one or the other. They like to go back and forth.
Sounds like a normal person.
Exactly. That's what I said. Why I was like, this doesn't sound like a kink. It just sounds like you're normal.
It should just be called average.
Yeah. Well, there is the if anyone would like to, if you do plan to stop by my Twitch page, please go to BDSMtest.org beforehand, fill out your BDSM test, and then drop the link in the chat, and we'll put your kink on the board. Yeah. So yeah, that's been the majority of them. There is vanilla is listed on the test, which I'm just like, what's more vanilla than a switch?
Yeah, but what is vanilla?
I don't know.
Just boring.
It's just you only like missionary, I guess.
It's probably just like lay there.
That's probably just vanilla. Like a fish.
Lay there. Anyway. But yeah. Guys, this is hard hitting stuff. This is the first
that content.
Yes, this is quality content. Hashtag quality content. But yeah, guys, check out Marisa_sucks on Twitch and on Twitter. And if you want to be a creep about it, Instagram. Her words, not mine. Check out the show. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. And I'm glad that we got to sit around and watch satanic imagery this entire time.
Yeah, this is amazing.
And talk about video games and cosplay.
Yeah, it was a great time.
So yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been the Sean vs. Wild Podcast.